We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents Chesterfield County, is with us, and she is also the only announced candidate for governor seeking the Republican nomination in the next election cycle, not this year, but next year. Senator Chase, thanks for coming on the program. What's your assessment as we wrap up this tumultuous week? I'm trying to use a neutral term, a tumultuous week.
Well, I hope you will ask Mayor Stoney a question for me when he comes on later. Okay. You know, today is a big day in Virginia. Every city and county in the Commonwealth of Virginia today begins phase two, except for Northern Virginia and Richmond. And my question is this, you know, why is it we are not allowing Richmond to move forward with the rest of Virginia? You know, you're taking minority business owners in Richmond and you're putting them, you're once again attacking these small business owners who are mostly minority owned. You know, they cannot make ends meet for their family. They can't even, it's illegal for them to operate in Virginia right now. If you say you're for minorities and minority communities, then number one, why are you not protecting them? Why are you allowing these looters and rioters to destroy these businesses, these legacy African-owned businesses, where they have spent their life and their family's entire financial history? I mean, they've sacrificed everything with their sweat equity trying to build these businesses. And law enforcement basically stood back and allowed Antifa and, Richmond chief police officer was talking about Antifa being there. John, I know about Antifa because they follow me around at the Capitol. There are a lot of people who think Antifa is a fantasy group that people have made up. Even the Richmond police identify Antifa as what they are. They are not for Virginians. Many of them are out of state. They are militant. They want to take bricks and throw them into Virginia businesses. They want to loot and they want to take and steal from Richmond business owners. Why is it Mayor Stoney protecting them? Why aren't they enforcing the law? The very ordinance, the very curfew that he put into place at 8 o'clock, he didn't even enforce. So why have it?
Yeah, I
and
talked
then today,
to. That's very yeah. legitimate. I talked to Secretary Moran at 7 o'clock this morning. I don't know if you heard his answer. He was pushing back on me for saying that this was allowed. He said, well, we didn't allow it. I think his assertion is that they tried to prevent this, but I would question that, to be honest with you, because I saw what they did to try to prevent any bad behavior during the Second Amendment rally at the Capitol, and the entire attitude of the administration and the police force was very different at that rally than what I have witnessed the last week. And if you, I mean, it's, you're pretty impotent if 5 days later you've still got riots in the streets and you haven't been able to stop them, I think.
I think it's very concerning. It's very, you know, we didn't have issues like that in Chesterfield. And, you know, I get
Why
criticized
is that,
all the time. I get criticized all the time about the videos that I put up on my Senator Amanda Chase page. But you know what? I'm going to continue to do them. I'm going to inform the citizens of Virginia. and in my district about what's going on. And we had reports, credible or not, we had reports that we could not substantiate that Antifa was going to come to our neighborhoods and destroy property and you know, all kinds of devastating news and information. You know, it was unconfirmed, and we were working with behind the scenes with law enforcement. We were armed. We made sure that the 2A community was aware. There was no accidents or occurrences of any mishap. We had law-abiding citizens protecting law-abiding citizens and backing up our police, and I support that and all day long.
Yeah.
People can criticize me all they want, but Antifa got the message loud and clear.
That's why they didn't come. Let me ask you this before I run out of time. What would you do differently if you had been in the governor's office on the third floor of the Capitol over the last 7 days? You know, it's 1 week. 1 week ago today is when the violence started, when the protests started, but also the violence started. What do you think you would have done differently?
Well, I've been very vocal that I would have, if our local police units were allowed to do their jobs. Listen, we have the best law enforcement in Virginia. Let them do their job. And you know, collectively, we had Chesterfield, we had all the localities that were helping Richmond to combat some of the violence that was going on. And listen, I want to be very clear here. I'm all for protesting. As an American, I cannot be more saddened by the death of George Floyd and stand in solidarity with fellow citizens or outraged. For whom demand change. But what happened that day, in my opinion, the mayor, the governor, they were complicit. They should have brought in the National Guard. They should have declared a national day of emergency, or a state of emergency, rather. They did it 2 days before the annual VCDL 2A rally occurred and caged off the Capitol so that no one can be there. And what did they do when they knew this was coming? They were complicit. They did nothing, absolutely nothing, other than stand back and let whatever happened happen. I mean, we never even heard from Governor Northam, not two words until the press conference on Tuesday. You know, you see these mask ordinances where they're mandating people to wear masks, and they're not even wearing them in the streets. I saw pictures with Mayor Stoney. No mask on, you know, they were in close. It was on, I was doing a press conference with an interview with another, a Channel 8, I believe. And, you know, lots of Tim Kaine and others were gathering, not observing social distancing. Some of them, you know, had on masks. But, you know, there were many times I saw Mayor Stoney with no mask on in the masses. You know, if we have a spike in Richmond of cases of coronavirus, people should blame him, because it's do as I tell you to do and as I mandate you. And if you don't wear your mask, it's going to be a class one misdemeanor. But you know what? You don't. It just sends a message of do what I tell you to do, not what I do myself. It's hypocrisy, and it's just wrong. I mean, I think that Antifa got the sign that Richmond was going to be a sanctuary city for rioters and looters. And listen, I am so glad I put the message out in Chesterfield and said, you're not welcome here. Because if I hadn't, they would have been here. You can guarantee they would have been here.
Do you think the governor has the unilateral authority to remove the Lee statue?
Well, let me tell you about the Lee statue. First of all, it's owned by the Commonwealth of Virginia,
right.
Unlike a lot of the other statues. So it's under the jurisdiction of the General Assembly. With the new Socialist Democrat majority taking office and having control of the legislature for the first time in 27 years,
right.
He got what he wanted in the General Assembly, and that law goes into effect July 1. So that law basically says this, that it is up to the localities to determine whether those statues, that's, you know, statues that are owned by the state, can stay up or go down. And
well,
there's some other
statues. They're
statues, correct.
Yeah.
So
but
it
the
is
Lee
legal.
Statue, because it's a Virginia statute, I mean, I think the General Assembly could probably pass legislation to say, we want this removed, and it shall be removed. The governor could sign it, and then it could be executed upon. Then you have the legislative branch and the executive branch both affirming it. I would disagree with that, but that would be the way I would propose you would do it if you were going to do it. Does he, as the chief executive for another 18 months, get to say, I wave my hand, sign a document, and it is removed? I think that's an important... Do you think he should be allowed to do that? Is that legal for him to do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I think Governor Northam needs to step down. I mean, how can real change come from a governor who openly engaged in systematic racist actions, affectionately named Cooming and by his peers? His racist past makes him paralyzed to lead the Commonwealth. I'm actually calling on his immediate resignation for the good of the Commonwealth.
Will they? They won't replace Robert E. Lee with a statue of Ralph Northam. I'm pretty confident of that. Listen, I'm out of time. Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents Chesterfield County and a Republican candidate for governor seeking the GOP nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.